Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York City is on track for reopening within the first 2 weeks of June, the first phase of reopening. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has the update.
An upbeat Mayor de Blasio, citing the latest important COVID numbers, pointed to the calendar for a phase one reopening of New York City this way.
I want to signal as clear as a bell, all roads are leading to the first half of June. The city indicators, the state indicators, we are seeing very clear progress. We have to sustain the progress. We all want to get there.
And the mayor announced that due to a marked increase in ridership on the Staten Island Ferry, the city is increasing the number of sailings from once per hour to once every 30 minutes during the morning and afternoon rush hours. A reporter, after noting that the numbers of cars are also increasing on the bridges, asked the mayor whether the people are ending the lockdown themselves.
I think what's happening is that folks are naturally, you know, growing into what is allowed, and that even many things that were allowed, people were not doing out of real concern.
But His Honor acknowledged some people are taking liberties, adding, "We will absolutely deal with that when we see it." Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Cardinal Dolan unveils plans for reopening churches on this Ascension Thursday. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has the details.
The faith-forward guidelines have been carefully crafted, says Timothy Cardinal Dolan.
We've got the moral imperative, everybody, to protect the health of our people and the wider community.
As churches gradually reopen, congregants will find markings in pews spaced 6 feet apart. Services will be back in stages, says Monsignor Joseph Lamorte.
So the churches will be open for private prayer and confession. And then there'll be a limited celebration of baptisms and marriages.
Limited weekday mass would come several weeks later, followed by Sunday mass kept to 25% of the church's capacity.
And you know, we don't want to turn anybody away. So there is the idea of doing what we do on Christmas and Easter, to have an alternate site.
Parishioners are required to wear masks, and Lamorte says priests will be tested weekly for coronavirus.
A great reassurance for the people.
At Our Savior Parish in Midtown, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
As New Jersey's unemployment rate hits 15%, Governor Murphy has a message for jobless state residents.
For those still out of work or those whose claim is still on the backlog, know that we are committed, 100% committed, to both getting you the support you need now and to getting you back to work as soon as it is safe. We are all in this together, and we're all going to come out of this together.
New Jersey's online application system and unemployment call centers have been overwhelmed with new claims. Murphy says the prior administration cut staffing at the Labor Department, exacerbating the problem. The governor also wants small businesses and nonprofits to respond to a state survey to help inform their efforts. And he says 40 VA staffers are coming to New Jersey to help at long-term care facilities. The South Jersey gym that opened its doors in violation of the rules has been shut down. State and county health officials shut down the Attilis Gym this morning in Belmar. The owners Instagrammed their intent to file suit against Governor Phil Murphy, though so far there's no comment from a lawyer for the owners. The gym allowed a limited number of customers to start using the place on Monday. Since then, they were issued three citations. The owners say they will stay closed, but they told members to come and work out in the parking lot. And we get a check of our weather forecast now, heading over to the Weather Center to say good afternoon to Craig Allen.
Now, this is a nice day, Linda. Temperatures were in the 60s all areas. Now the wind off the ocean cooling it down again. It feels like it's rather chilly if you're right down by the shoreline with 50s and that south-southeasterly wind. But overnight, 50 to 55, 40s in the suburbs. The sun will give way to clouds tomorrow, so it won't be quite as bright as this. As we go through the day, more and more clouds. Tomorrow's high 65 to 70, cooler by the ocean. Friday night, showers, and Saturday, showers, possibly even a thunderstorm, and a high near 70. Now, it's not an all-day rain, but there will be showers around to contend with from time to time. Sunday and Monday do look drier. 63 now, humidity 54%, and the southerly wind is now up to 12 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.